Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself situations that you never saw before. Hello, and this is Tippy Feldenstein coming to you live a little bit after midnight tonight. And today I have decided to do something a little bit different because of something that happened today again. So before I tell you what it is, there is something that we started working on, and that is, if you have a challenge, if you have something that you really want to find your way out of, we're going to work on it. And what I will do is give you a little bit of a tip of what to do from time to time so that you can follow and you can do it and you can see how you're overcoming it and how things get easier as you go along. And so as you do it, feel free to get more support to let us know by, first of all, pushing that little follow button so that you can get updates on what's going on and be able to call in, but also by being able to leave comments. And if you want to do it on your own and not tell anyone about it, that's fine too. But if you do want to join us, the more people work on it, the more people help you, the easier the journey is. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I love to do, is I love to be able to have you deal with your challenges in a lot easier and a lot more calm way. And so today what I'm going to do is tell you what my biggest challenge was, because I had a lot of challenges, and I'll talk about that from time to time. But one of the biggest challenges that I had happened to me on my 40th birthday. And today I was talking to someone and I was telling them the story again. And as I was talking, I decided that I didn't want to tell the story over and over again. So I'm going to tell it to you tonight here. And that way you'll be able to just listen to it and I won't have to say it over and over again. And before I start that story, we're going to start working on your challenge. And the first homework that you have is today, right now, as soon as you hear this, to sit down and with a pen and a paper, not a computer, not a laptop, not a typing. It's got to be a pen and it's got to be a piece of paper and it's got to be your own handwriting, and start writing out exactly what it is that's bothering you. Everything that is right now in your way, everything that is right now a challenge, things that you hate, things that bother you, people, things they did, write as much as you can. What I did, I wrote until my hand was killing me and I just couldn't write anymore. But what you have to make sure when you write You have to make sure that nobody will ever read that. So as you're writing, know it. Know it that nobody will ever read this because you're going to destroy it and you're never going to read it. You're just going to write everything out on the paper. And I will discuss it next time I come back to it, what exactly you will be doing, because you will be releasing a lot of the pain just by doing that. And when you're done, if it's one page or two pages or 10 pages, when you're done, if you can burn the papers, that would be great. Because symbolically speaking, you'll be burning away your problems, or at least a nice, big, hefty portion of it. If you can't burn it and you can flush it down the toilet, that's fine too. But just whatever it is that you have to do, make sure nobody will ever read that, and make sure that you don't read it, because you don't want to read that. And we will talk about it, why you don't want to read it later on. But for now, I'll tell you that reading it is reinforcing it, and you want to do the exact opposite. You do not want to reinforce it. You want to let it go. So that's your homework assignment for today. And this is an exciting journey of actually getting rid of your challenges and letting go of them and moving on to bigger and better places where you can begin to create things that you always wanted to create but could never do it because all these challenges and all these headaches keep coming up your way, which is totally understandable. And I'm going to tell you tonight what happened to me that really forced me to go through the process, because I knew for a long time that I had to do this, but I didn't because I was a procrastinator and everything could be done tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, and so I never did. And all of a sudden, my 40th birthday was there, and that's another day and another day, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm an old lady. I'm 40 years old, which was really, really tough on me. But on my 40th birthday, I had my two little girls, both of them under 10, with me. And for the day, we went to a county where the ocean was really, really beautiful. If you're familiar with that area, Ventura, right on the oceanfront, happens to be one of the most beautiful oceans that I've seen. There are more beautiful ones, but this one's really nice. And so we went there for the day. I love to go there on my birthday, and I love being around water. And on my way back from there inland, which is a route that goes from Ventura County, from the ocean, all the way into Magic Mountain, which is another valley, that road is called, it has a nickname, and the name is Death Alley. And the reason that it's named Death Alley is because so many people died on that road. And they died on that road because it used to be a very narrow road right in the middle of very steep, very high mountains. So not only was it narrow, but when people were going fast, if they did have any kind of accident, they would be going over the mountain because there was nowhere to go. These days, the road really is not as narrow as it used to be, but the name just stuck. And I was on that road going home. We were driving home. It was about 6:30 in the afternoon. And we had a tape on, and we were singing. Actually, we were singing the song Grease. We were singing on top of our lives. We're having a great time. And all of a sudden, we heard a bang. And I looked at my back window, and I didn't see anything. All I saw was clouds moving in on me. But when I tried the brakes, I realized that the brakes didn't work. And my little one, my youngest one, was sitting next to me. My older one, who was, I think, 9 at a time, she was sitting in the back seat, and she was asleep. She fell asleep with her head leaning up against the glass. And the little one looks at me, and she sees that the brakes are not working, and I'm going kind of fast, and I'm trying to figure out what to do now, how to stop the car, because I knew that the brakes weren't working. I knew I was going to crash, but I also realized, and this is all within split seconds, that if I do crash, I'm better off crashing towards the middle of the road, the divider, rather than the side of the road where it will go over a steep mountain. And as I started turning the wheel towards the side that I wanted to crash, I realized the steering was not working either. And so I looked over at my baby, and she realized it too. And her eyes opened really, really wide. And she said, "Mommy, what are we going to do?" And of course, in that second, I realized that there was nothing I could do. And I picked my hands up in surrender, and also in telling her, "I give up. I don't know. There's nothing I can do." And as I picked my hands up, my car went speeding right off the freeway into the first mountain right in front of us. And as soon as it hit that mountain, I passed out. And I don't remember how it went rolling down, down, down the mountain. And I think it went 6 or 7 times over and over and over again. And we landed on the right side up at the bottom of the mountain. The next thing I knew, there were ambulances, and I opened my eyes, and there was red lights flashing everywhere. So it was ambulances and police and people screaming around me, and I found myself lying on the floor, strapped in with an oxygen mask on my face, and some policemen over me yelling, "Did I open my eyes? She opened her eyes, she opened her eyes." And I closed my eyes right back. But as soon as I closed my eyes, I remembered that my kids were in the car with me. I remember that I couldn't see them when I opened my eyes. And so I tried to scream and ask someone where my kids are, but there was a mask over my face and nobody could hear me screaming. And I was screaming and screaming in my brains for my kids, but all this noise around me, nobody knew what I was saying. And I tried to get up, and the pain was excruciating. Not because I could get up, because I couldn't move, but I can feel so much pain that I didn't want to be there. I really did not want to be there. I wanted to die, wanted to go away and never come back. But I wanted to know where my kids were. And so the pain, if you can imagine, and if you've ever had a broken bone and you know how that hurts, imagine having 86 or 87 fractures all over your body, from your neck all the way down. Lucky for me, from my neck up, I had no fractures, nothing broken, bruises, black and blue face, yes, swollen and all that, but no fractures from my neck up. From my neck down, my lungs collapsed, my shoulders broke in half, my rib cage broke in many places all over it, my hips, my back, my everything broke. My legs, nothing broke in my legs. I did hurt my knees, but nothing broke in my legs. And my fingers were not broken, and my elbows were not broken. So I can move my hand from my elbows down to my hand. That was the only part of my body I could move, and I could move my toes. But at that point, when I woke up at the bottom of the mountain, I couldn't move at all, and I wasn't sure what was going on. All I knew is I needed to know where my kids were, and nobody was telling me anything. But when they picked me up from wherever I was on the floor, and they put me inside the ambulance, the pain got a million times worse than it was when I opened my eyes. And I just couldn't take it anymore. And I closed my eyes and I left my body. And as I left my body, it felt so good. It felt such a relief because I didn't feel the pain anymore. And I did not want to come back. I did not want to go back into this broken, down, worn out body that was just so painful. But when I closed my eyes and I was in between life and death, or maybe my body was gone, but I was definitely not all there, I saw it. And I saw this 3 huge screens right in front of me, and I was looking at them, and I was kind of part of them at the same time. And I saw it. I saw the picture of how I said it a long time ago when I was 19, that if I die when I'm 40, my life will be complete. And I really did say that. I remember that I really did. And this was my 40th birthday. And death would have been the easy way out. It would have been the great way for me to go because everything would have been okay. But when I opened my eyes and I realized that two little girls would grow up without a mother if I left, if I never came back, I couldn't allow that to happen, especially since I knew what it felt like because I lost my father under the age of 10. And growing up without a father was really, really difficult. And losing my father was really excruciating. So I didn't want to do that to my kids. And that's when I decided that I wasn't going to die. But the problems and the pain and a lot of the things that happened to my body as the car was going round and round is because I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And basically my body was a ping pong going down, down, down the mountains. And if you're wondering what happened to my children, the one that was sitting next to me, the airbag opened up and pinned her up against the corner so that as we were going down, nothing, not a scratch on her because she couldn't move. She was so tightly squeezed up against the corner. And my older one who was sitting in the back, she had a seatbelt on, but her head was up against the window. So as the car went tumbling down, her head kept boom, boom, boom up against the window. And so she had severe head injuries where her entire right side of the head opened up, very swollen for a very long time. Very traumatizing fall. But that's as much detail as I'll go into about the accident because I will write about it. And if you guys want more information, it is in my book, Planning Power, even though not that much information is in that version of it because I was afraid to write too much about it. But I am going to be publishing an update on it where I'll have more information to those of you who might be interested in knowing. But the thing that is important that I got out of it was when I was in the hospital and I had made the decision that I was, and I actually had to make that decision. I had to make another decision, which was, I'm not going to be handicapped in raising my children because when you break your back, when your back is broken, and my T11 cracked, and when your T11 cracks, it basically formed my back was a curvature, which they call sclerosis, I think, and it kind of looks like you have a hunchback. And the kind of pain that people experience usually from that kind of a break is really difficult to heal. And it's really difficult to ever in your life go on without pain and to stand upright. And so they were preparing me that on the best case scenario, I would always be in pain. But on the worst case scenario, I might have to be on a wheelchair. And to me, that was just not acceptable. That was just not the way I was going to raise my kids on a wheelchair. I was a single mom. I was supporting my kids. I had no child support. I had to do everything. And there's just no way that I can comprehend that I can do all that if I'm going to stay alive and be handicapped too on top of it. So healing my body was the first challenge, my first big challenge that I had to take, and healing my body completely to the point where I won't be in pain, where I will be able to work and I will be able to raise these children. To make a really, really long story short, on my hospital stay, when I lied in bed without being able to move even one inch, it took 6 nurses, 3 on my right side and 3 on my left side, to move my body over 1 inch just so that they can clean a little bit. And that 1 inch that they moved me was excruciating because my bones were just in so much pain that the only thing I could really do was lie still. And here I am lying in that bed telling those nurses and doctors that I will walk again. I will dance again. I will be fine. I will not feel the pain. Kind of sounded crazy. Maybe it was crazy. But the fact of the matter is that once I decided that that's what I was going to do, once I made up my mind, things came to me, and I tried to figure out ways to heal my body with or without the doctor's permission, with or without the doctor's approval, these things that I knew I had to do to heal my body so that I can dance again, so that I can raise my kids the way I wanted to, so that they would not have to suffer anymore because they already went through so much. And I did, and it worked. And if you see me today, even though my shoulders did not heal proportionately, one side of my shoulder blade is higher than the other, and my back is still scarred on the inside, but on the outside, if you didn't know that my body was all broken, you wouldn't be able to tell. You wouldn't be able to know. And that's because one of the things that I have to do all the time is yoga, and it's healing, and it's what helps me, probably what helps me not be in pain. And my healing process included a lot of things. A part of them was physical therapy, but yoga was my ultimate therapy that I used. Not the yoga religion. Yoga is the physical flexibility exercises. And so that's the accident. That's what happened to me, and that's the challenge that I had to go through. And one of the results of that was my unquenchable desire to let other people go through challenges without having to break every bone in their body to make them wake up, without having to go through all the pain. So there's nothing that gives me more joy than to go through the journey with you if you're experiencing a challenge. And it doesn't have to be breaking every bone in your body. It doesn't have to be as severe. It could be more severe. It doesn't matter what the challenge is. It's just that it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't. Life does not have to be hard and painful. And yes, challenges are always going to be there. Of course, if there's no challenges, we're not alive. But it doesn't have to be hard. And that's one of the gifts that I learned from this experience. And from every challenge that you have, there's a gift inside of it hidden, waiting for you to discover it, waiting for you to harvest it, waiting for you to take it into your hands and realize how precious you are, how precious your life is, and how precious every second in this physical body is, and how lucky we are just to be able to walk, just to be able to talk, just to be able to get up. Because at one point I was lying in bed and somebody had to walk into my kitchen and do the dishes, and I thought to myself, wow, how amazing would it be if I could just get up now? And of course I couldn't move and I could just wash the dishes. Just let me wash the dishes and I will be in heaven. Appreciate it until we lose it. I don't want you to have to lose anything in order to understand the precious moments that we have in life. And so that is why I'm very motivated to do the show on the E Factor, on challenges, on overcoming challenges. And the first step to overcoming challenges today, your homework assignment is write it all out. Everything that's bothering you, all your deep, dark corners of all those thoughts that you have that you think are evil. We will call it the black mirror because it's basically taking a real honest look at yourself and letting it all out on paper through your hand, writing it all out, exposing it out of your own self, out of your inner world, into the outer world, into the universe, into the place where we can dissolve and let it go. And hopefully you'll be able to tell me how you felt after you did that, what it actually did to you, because I know you'll be amazed at what it actually did. And that is the story of my accident. If you do want to know any more about it, then you can always ask. But other than that, I'm not going to keep talking about it, and I'm not going to keep repeating it either, and that is exactly why I did it, so that I wouldn't have to repeat it. Because now what's important is that your life does not have that many challenges, and that you do not reach the point where every bone in your body has to be broken in order for you to wake up, because you have suffered enough, and you've suffered enough, and enough is enough. And if you don't feel it yet, there is a new energy waking up, whispering in your ears, asking you to wake up and realize your own power, realize your own ability to create everything. Doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, good or bad, painful or happy, you have the power to create it. So if you do, why not take that power? Just like I created this black moment of my near death, I could have created and said something really beautiful. I just didn't know. I didn't do it consciously. But you can do it. And if you consciously are aware of it, you can do it. And you can do it in any way that you want to do it. And you can overcome it. And that is the end of my story, of my crash, of my birthday gift that didn't seem like a gift, but later I realized that it was. Have a wonderful evening, and we shall see again. We have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E Factor Show. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.